In this episode, we discuss the events in Israel-Palestine. We look at the role of patriarchy, give you a crash course in the history of the area, and discuss how this matter is both simple and incredibly complicated. Our hope with this episode is to help you feel like you can enter into conversations and not turn away from a difficult but important event.
Let's talk about what intuition really is.
Let's look at all the places intuition and ego show up in your life.
Let's share honestly.
Let's do the research.
I'm Jamie Hayhurst.
I'm Heather Wood.
This is the Intuitive Girls Guide.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
This episode is happening, I think. Is it?
I mean, after much debate.
Much debate.
Behind the scenes, yeah.
All right, so we're going to talk about the Israel-Palestine conflict.
Mm-hmm.
But we are going to do it as carefully as we can, respectfully as we can, presenting facts. But we're also going to tell you our opinion, and not in the way of, like, come to our side. Because we don't actually have a side, right? Like, here's the thing that really bums me out all the time, and that Jamie has to listen to me rant about, I don't know, every other day.
Yeah.
It's the polarization and the choosing sides and the what team are you on when
right.
something tragic like this is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Being silent is the side of the oppressor. I'm not saying, like,
yes.
don't speak for what you believe.
Correct.
But we're getting a little too blinded by, like, joining a team and then not thinking outside of that box for a minute.
Right. Right. And I'm actually the opposite. I'm one to join a team.
Yeah.
That not just for the sake of it, but
yeah.
where if I see injustice somewhere or if I see some side that needs a voice, I will quickly jump into that. But the problem that we are seeing, I think the world is seeing, is that this is very polarized and that's not helping anything.
And even there's a difference between going, like, I agree with these points that these people
right.
are making, and then blindly whatever they say you repeat.
Right.
That is very different.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. No,
because you want your team to win.
Correct.
I'm saying critically think all the time. When
right.
you're, like, there are so many times, and, you know, we're going to make it clear our feelings. You can guess them, I'm sure. We're going to talk about all of this. But there are many times in my life, in whatever place I'm in, whatever team I'm on,
right.
that I start to get, like, the ick or a bellyache or my intuition starts. And, like, sometimes it's because, like, there is something a little off here.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's something that I need to do more work on.
Right.
All of that should be happening all the time in whatever you're doing.
Well, that's critical thinking.
With the polarization, yes, the polarization
right.
happens when you don't do that anymore
right.
and you're like, well, this is what my political party says, or this is
correct.
What this celebrity I know says, or this is because I have this ancestral background, then this is what I think, and you don't listen to anything else. That's the problem.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Join a team. Fine. Yes.
Yeah, but when it...
How you vote or the way you tend to think about the world. We're both obviously very liberal people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes. But, like, you should still question everything all the time. You should still run everything through your intuition. You should still check on where your own biases might be lying.
Right.
Always be doing that. It's this, just sit in this blind this way mentality. Like, this is what my quote-unquote my people say without thinking or listening to anything else
right.
that is the entire problem.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm gonna drag us off the course right now.
Do it. I mean, what course is there today?
Because this is super relevant to us right now. And
oh,
like,
yeah.
And what's happening where we live. We're in Massachusetts.
Yep.
And in Maine, there was a mass shooting. They're not sure, between 16 or 22 people are dead.
Right.
Horrific story. And it makes me think of people who, like you're saying, because of political affiliations, because of, like, loyalty to the Second Amendment, I feel like that's a struggle that a lot of people on, like, on that side deal with.
Yeah.
Is that, like, how many times can you see that kids are dead, that people are dead?
Right.
But
And just reason it away.
But the Second Amendment. Yeah. But the Constitution.
Right.
But my rights.
Right.
But America. Like how many times can you keep... But I think people are so, like, trained.
Yeah.
To, like, stick to their side.
Yeah.
Indoctrinated. Like, to stick to their side.
Yeah.
That, like, they'll ignore that feeling of, like, something's wrong.
Yes. I mean, even when you look at the gun debate.
Right.
Okay. The debate on in the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, if you do the why do you think that? What are you afraid of?
Right.
Both sides are afraid of the same exact thing.
Yes.
They're just choosing a different solution.
Right.
Okay. So if you could instead be like, okay, we both fear the same thing. Mm-hmm. We both fear that someone with a gun is going to come and hurt us or try to take something from us.
Right.
Okay. What we just don't currently agree on how to manage that.
Right.
What if instead of yelling at each other about being wrong,
right.
we actually did some problem solving and thought like, what else could we do? How could we find middle ground? How could we regulate this or shift this where you still feel safe and you still feel safe? Like, we just need to create a feeling of safety. But instead we get distracted by going, well, I'm team guns and I'm team no guns. And it's like, this doesn't get us anywhere.
Exactly.
It just flip-flops. Basically, like Democratic, Republican, constantly by whoever votes a few more votes. Like,
exactly,
it's not solving anything.
Exactly,
and that's the problem. The issue goes away, and I feel like this with the Israel-Palestine conflict as well.
Yeah,
just to bring us back.
Yeah, exactly.
That the issue goes away for a minute.
It does,
and you just start yelling about your side.
Well, that's what I think in this conflict, you're feeling or hearing or whatever your Claire is, you're feeling a lot of like hate bubbling up.
Yes.
Not from everybody. I think there are a lot of people like, I do think that we're seeing that like proverbial tide turning here in this.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that if there are people staunchly on one side, you can hear this like really ingrained hatred.
Yeah.
And then people don't even, they've sort of lost the plot.
Lost the plot is the perfect way to phrase it. I feel like that with this, and I feel like that with so many other things going on right now. And perhaps that's why this was such a hard episode for us to figure out what to do, how to do, if to do.
Yes.
I feel like
just
as a country, we have lost the plot.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to watch all of this. And, you know, at the end of the episode, we're going to talk a little bit about how to like navigate it with like keeping boundaries and like, you have to pay attention. You can't turn away, but like, you also can't do it to the point where then you can't look
function.
And you've become polarized yourself and you didn't catch the bad part in the message. Like, you know what I mean? So like, how do you walk that line and like still exist in the world and like do your job and all this while, you know, people are dying and being murdered and having their rights taken away all the time. Like, that is also an important thing to look at.
Yeah.
I would like to tell people the journey a little bit to get here because I think it's a little bit funny.
Well, I think it's definitely interesting the way
so
things work.
I wanted us to do this episode and Jamie did not. Jamie was like, not feeling it.
And not because I didn't want to talk about it, but because I was like so heated. I was so upset.
Yep.
And I didn't feel like there was much to talk about.
Yep.
I was just not set in my ways.
Right.
I still do feel very firmly, but through discussing the episode, I managed to process it with you.
Yeah.
My feelings about it. But I was so upset about it and so firmly planted in where I stood on it that I was like, there's nothing to talk about. And like there's no other side.
Right.
Is how I felt.
Yeah.
I still do feel that to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Not as far.
Yeah.
On that spectrum.
Right.
But like, we processed some of it.
Yes. And then you were on board.
I was like, no, we should talk about it. Like, it's hypocritical for us to be like, hey, call out oppressors. Hey, call out patriarchy.
Yeah.
Hey, call out patriarchal religion and then not talk about it.
Or to even criticize the media.
Correct.
For being polarized or not talking about stuff or burying the leads.
Right.
And then we're the media. Right?
Technically,
right. So we discussed that and then you were on board. And then what happened?
And you were like, I don't know about this. And then I was like, oh. And then I got squidgy about it. That's your word.
Yeah.
I got to the point where like I had heard so many things that were upsetting me about how people were talking about it and how people were talking to each other about it that felt differently, that I became so upset with the polarization of the world that I didn't want to do it anymore. And then I processed that with you, and then we were both back.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I think the one thing I would like to say before we go any further is that like, and maybe this is something that you were going to talk about, but I think on social media, first of all, I think we should give credit to social media, because I think there are a lot of people who aren't on social media that are really missing like a huge portion of like the information that's coming out of Palestine, that's coming out of Gaza. Like,
right.
That people are only getting their information from like traditional news sources, air quotes.
Yep.
It's very skewed.
Yes.
Like they're missing. There's a big chunk of information you're missing.
Yes. But in addition, when you're on social media, your algorithm is only feeding you.
Correct. What you want to see.
Right. One side.
Right.
I mean, again, there's no side. We'll get to that. But like, yeah. So you're either just getting manipulated by the media and what they feel the companies that own them feel allowed to say.
Yes.
Are saying like, do this.
Right.
Or, and it's different depending on what news outlet you're listening to or watching, right? Or you're on social media. Now, to me, the social media element is better for the fact that you get a different range of opinions. You get to talk to quote unquote normal people who aren't owned by a company. But you're also, they're not, sometimes you're getting misinformation and it, that can spread like wildfire. And also you're just getting fed one side.
I think what I was seeing more of that you weren't seeing through your algorithm, probably because your algorithm is trash from the things you've had to...
It's in an interesting place.
You've had to research for our episodes.
Yeah.
But, like, I think you get a lot of boots on the ground, like, actual footage of, like, things that are happening. And, like, I think that's stuff you're not seeing on the news.
I got a lot of that. I think that my algorithm was confused as to whether or not I was siding. Again, shouldn't be siding. You should just be talking about it. But, okay. I mean, media-wise. Like, present me the information.
Yes.
Okay. Whether I was, quote-unquote, siding with the Israelis or the Palestinians. Mm-hmm. And so I was getting this constant, I mean, boots on the ground, too, like, view of different things. And it was, like, mostly people yelling at people who believe differently and like stitching and battling with each other. And I was like,
I wasn't getting that.
This is like my algorithm thinks I'm looking for a fight or something. It was a lot.
Right.
And then, you know, there are people who come on and, you know, we've shared videos with each other. So I know we're getting some of the same ones who like some of what they're saying is right. But like, then they just get into this place of where everything is kind of like, well, fuck you if you don't believe if you don't see it my way.
Right.
And that, I think this is where we slightly differ in that, like, that bothers me deeply because what are you trying to do here by just doing that? Like, you're not trying to get this information to other people to like help the people who need help, like to help the people in Palestine. Like you're not saying that anymore. Now you're just saying it so that people will be like, I agree with you or have a fight with someone. Like, so that's when like intention of it starts to get like, it's hard. And listen, it's hard to talk about.
Yeah.
Hello. We just talked about how hard it is to talk about. So it's just, it's very complicated in a thing that shouldn't be complicated.
Yes. I completely agree. But the only other thing I wanted to say before we go is that like on social media, I think I've seen both of sort of two sides. You hear a lot of people saying it's complicated.
Yeah.
And then you also hear people saying it's not complicated at all.
Yeah.
Like there's a genocide happening.
Yeah.
Absolutely uncomplicated.
Right.
Right. And this is not a helpful thing for me to say, but I actually agree with both. And I think it's important to say both of those things.
Yes.
Like if you're a listener of the show, you know how I feel. Like you, I don't think you need me to say another word.
I don't think anyone's questioning, like coming onto this episode being like, I wonder what their opinions are. I think people are pretty clear.
Right. Yeah. But like, I do think I think the fact that you can't say it's complicated or it's not shows actually how complicated it is.
Well, right. Because the humanitarian issue here,
right,
of like people not being free and people, innocent it's people being murdered,
right, up is here,
of course not complicated.
Up here, it's not simple, complicated.
Simple. But you, right, take two groups of very oppressed through history people.
Correct.
And this isn't like, you know, the white colonizers, you know, oppressing minorities.
Right.
I mean, that's involved in this.
Yes.
Again, because it's complicated.
It's complicated.
But,
exactly.
Like, this is two groups who have been oppressed through history,
yeah,
for thousands of years.
Yes.
So it is complicated,
so it's super
in
complicated,
that sense. Right. So, yes. In the fact that you don't know which one to say and that both,
right,
are right shows the complication.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But there are aspects of it that are not complicated.
Absolutely.
So, like, I don't want to, that's, I think my main concern for doing this episode was coming on here and being like, well, let me play devil's advocate. Well, there are two sides to every story, which there are, but like also there are things happening right now in this moment.
Yeah.
This moment.
Yeah.
Regardless of what's happened for thousands of years,
mm-hmm,
there are things happening in this moment that are unacceptable.
Yep.
That have to be stopped.
Yep.
That are black and white. They're,
agreed,
not complicated.
Yes. Well, it's like,
so that's like, I don't want anyone to hear me speaking and being like, well, Jamie's hemming and hawing on this, or she's like, whatever. You know what I mean?
That was an old lady thing to say.
I get a lot of that. But like,
yeah,
that is not complicated for me.
I agree. It's like what you said about the school shooting.
Right.
The fact that that happens, there's no, that's not complicated, that should never happen.
Right.
But is the way to get to stopping it complicated?
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
yes.
So it's just this, the issue itself is not complicated.
Right. Yes.
The everything else surrounding it is.
Exactly.
Welcome,
exactly,
to life.
Well, welcome to the patriarchy.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. So we're going to talk about a sort of an overview of the history of it. Because if I was to go through every element of the history of this part of the world and,
right,
what went on, it would be like a 10-part series.
Right.
And you don't need that. There are other sources you should go to for that, where people, like, neither of us are Jewish or Arab. So, like,
no,
you know, like, we have to acknowledge that too. Like,
100%.
This, my hope is that when you actually hear the complicatedness of this, it makes it easier for you to understand how simple the problem is.
Right. And, like, there's trends now on, like, the New York Times bestseller list that all of these books about the history of that region of the world,
yes,
are not trending, but they're now like on the top of the bestsellers. So like,
yeah,
there are libraries of information.
Yes.
That
History
you could,
Channel
that
has
you could
specials
figure
on it
out.
Like, go and read that stuff. Be careful that you're not being polarized or like try to find things that are a bit more scholarly, not,
yeah,
like from one side or the other.
Yes.
Like, try to pay attention to that. But my hope is that to just go over some of these things will help you understand what's really going on, so that when you're getting that polarized information,
mm-hmm,
you actually have some facts.
And so that if it feels super overwhelming to you, you have this sort of like brief basis of knowledge,
yeah,
so that you can then engage.
Yes.
What we need is for people to
engage. Yes.
Okay. So take,
yes,
just take this and then run with it. This,
yes,
is not the end all be all. This is not the perfect history,
yes,
lesson for everybody to know about this.
No.
This is not that.
There's no
this
time
is a crash course.
This is a crash course.
Right.
All right. Let's talk about this.
Yeah, let's just jump into it.
Let's go. Okay. Israel/Palestine is,
mm-hmm,
how I'm going to try to keep referring to it, but that is a very imperfect way to refer to it, and
it
I
is.
Fully acknowledge that that is not really the correct way. I am calling it that because that's what you're going to hear it called.
Right.
Okay? It is an imperfect description of,
yep,
the area.
Right.
Okay. It's about the size of New Jersey. I feel like that's a good reference.
Yep.
And the country is claimed a holy site by Jews, Muslims, and Christians.
Mm-hmm.
So my first thing, this will shock you, Jamie. My first thing was like, take me back to the pagan times.
Right.
Tell me what was going on. Why is,
right,
this area so crazy?
Yes.
Why is everybody fighting over this area all the time?
Right.
Okay.
Forever.
Forever and ever. Amen. Maybe not amen. Whatever. So we have to go back to what it used to be called, which,
yeah,
is Canaan.
Yeah.
From about 2000 to 1300 BCE.
Yeah.
This is a very geographically important area. Okay.
Yeah.
This is a point between Asia and Africa. trade hub.
Yeah.
And it has this incredibly diverse land where there are mountains and deserts and forests and like the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea. Like it is from the an area that doesn't have that.
Right.
This area does. So it's where everybody wanted to be.
Right.
Okay. So when you think about history, Jay, if you think of a very important piece of land that has like diverse makeup, it's a trade hub, it's like pretty wealthy, do you think that all the other powers around are probably like, let's just let that exist? Yeah, or do you think they were probably like, let's all try to claim
it? Yeah, let's get in, colonize it, like everything else.
Yes. Okay. So all of these powers at the time want Canaan.
Canaan.
Yeah. So like they all want this, but also many people from the area just want to live there because it's a very nice place to live.
Right.
So you have this incredibly ethnic, diverse cultural makeup of this area back in like 2,1300 BCE.
Correct.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like we're already incredibly culturally diverse because all from all these areas, all these people are coming to live in this area. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, one of those settlers is said to be Abraham.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, in the Hebrew Bible, Abraham's a very important dude.
Right.
Okay. I have to, before I tell you a quick thing about Abraham, I have to say, we have to bring up here that a little too often, the Bible is used as like a historically accurate book.
Right. Or like the Torah for Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, Abraham for the Jews basically starts all patriarchal religion.
Right.
Judaism, Christianity, and Islam.
Right.
So like, but a lot of people are claiming a big part of this fight is whose son was the rightful heir to this area. Abraham's son, which one? I'll explain that in a minute.
Right.
Because of what the Hebrew Bible says.
Right, which is not like an almanac. It's on an encyclopedia.
Yeah, and it's complicated because people will go, but look, like archaeologists use it to like, and they've found sites. Yeah, there are some true things in there, but there are also legends in there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And they are also very skewed stories about like to get your side told.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's actually some polarization in here.
Exactly.
Jamie.
Right.
So I'm just saying like, you can't use this as why you own this land.
But people are.
I know.
And you'll see on social media that people are using it as to why you can't own this land.
Yes.
Like you can see people talking about that, like why Jewish people shouldn't be there.
Yes.
It's like this forever back and forth over religion.
Yes. Okay. So the birthplace of monotheism and patriarchal religion is here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go, what's energetically so crazy in this area? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it's that.
Yes. Well, right.
I mean, that's some, that changes the world.
A lot of energy, right, exactly.
And it really creates the ability for colonization, colonialism, like it, it starts all that shit.
Yep.
Let's just say it that way. Yep. I could talk about that for 100 years. I'm trying to reel it in.
Exactly.
But the belief in one God, patriarchal religion, all of that. Okay.
Yep.
So the story I'm talking about is Abraham and his descendants. He has two sons, Ishmael and Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac is Judaism and Christianity believe he is the rightful heir to the promised land, which is this land.
Mm-hmm.
In Islam, they believe Ishmael is.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of this stuff is being based off of which son is the rightful heir. And I would just like to point out how incredibly patriarchal that is.
Well, I was going to say through the lens of this podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just illustrating everything we've spoken about how religion, you know, can be so problematic.
Yeah.
And so controlling.
I mean, even just the idea that we as a people own land. Or have the right to own land.
Correct.
I mean, is a very problematic patriarchal construct.
Yes.
That a lot of cultures who were doing just fine without.
Right.
Didn't believe.
Exactly.
again, I'm trying to reel it in because the whole episode could become that. That's but I really do think it's so important to really look at that.
That's why it's so complicated.
Yes,
exactly. Because there's all these, there's all of this underneath it.
Yes, exactly. Okay, I'm going to start the brief history.
Okay.
And I'm going to say again, this is not every single thing that's happened. This is me grabbing some of the points so that you can sort of understand how we got here and why it's so complicated.
Yep.
All right? Please research this on your own. Yes. Please, if you hear something and you're like, or you're like, why didn't she mention this or whatever, please go read about that and talk about that. Please, please, please do that.
Yep.
This is just like you had said before, this is a kickstart for you to go look at this and to have the information so you're not just opting out over overwhelm. And also, that speaking of the hemming and hawing you were doing earlier, remember? When we were hemming and hawing about this episode, one of the things that we were both thinking about was, like, what do our listeners need?
Well, exactly.
And what they need is a Heather or Jamie.
Right.
Like, you and I can deal with this stuff with each other. We can talk about it. We can get information. We can share information with each other. We can deal with how we're feeling safely with each other. We can hem and haw together.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
I don't think a lot of people feel safe doing that with a lot of the people around them.
No, especially if they don't feel like they are an authority. People feel like they have to be an authority on something to get involved.
Yes. So this is my hope that you can sort of process it through this too, but it will also give you enough information to have enough of a foundational understanding to engage.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to start in the early 1900s, and I just would like to say, I know I was back in BCE. A lot of shit happened in between there and here.
Okay. Big jump.
But for this particular conflict, this is where this really becomes a huge issue and just like constant war.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So early 1900s, we're under, this area is under the Ottoman Empire. Okay. This area is mostly Muslims and Christians with a small number of Jews. Christians, because at one point, the Roman Empire was in charge here. So there was a lot of, you know, Roman Catholic Christianity in the area.
Right.
Okay. This thing started happening where the people in the area wanted to have an identity beyond just Arab. Like, they wanted to be like, this is my nation. This is my nationality.
Right.
Okay. So the Palestinians, like, started to, like, form here. Like, this is who we are. We're from Palestine.
Yep.
Okay. At the same time, in a different part of the world, but certainly affecting everything, something I know you've heard this term before called Zionism starts taking off. Okay. This is that the idea that Judaism is not just a religion, but it's a nationality and deserves a nation of its own. Okay, so do you see right here that the same problem starts happening on both sides? They both want this.
Yeah.
Okay, but they're both not finding the right solution. And by right, I don't mean like there's a right solution, but they're both like, hey, we need this. So again, two different sides want the same thing, how to go about it. Not agreeing.
And they're also not wrong. Like,
no.
Being Jewish is an ethnicity. Like, if you get like a 23andMe or whatever it is, like, you can come back as Ashkenazi Jewish. Like, as part of your DNA. That's, it's not just a religion because it's, it's a part of who those people are that were in that world, that part of the world for so long. It's an ethnicity.
Yes. So Zionism brings this in, and like everything, there are people who are like far one side of this argument and far the other. There's extremist views on everything, and you start to see the extremist views on Zionism taking off, and the reason why is complicated. Here, like, yes, the humanitarian issue here is simple, but this is complicated because already by the early 1900s, Jews for tens of thousands of years have been oppressed.
Right.
Already. So it's, again, it's not like just like people are like, how could that, how could people, you know, buy into that? Of course they would buy into it.
Right,
that's the definition of why people buy into stuff.
Exactly.
So again, I could spend a lot of time here, but like centuries of persecution already.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Reeling myself in.
Yeah.
All right. 1914 to 1918, we experience World War I. The Ottoman Empire collapses. And the British and French occupy the Middle East.
Yep.
There's something called the British Mandate for Palestine that happens.
Yep.
which is basically Britain trying to rule Palestine. I mean, people make it sound a little bit nicer than that, but it isn't.
Like, they were trying to colonize everything. I mean, it's just, why wouldn't they have tried to reach their arms over there?
Of course. And this is a, like we said, a very desired area.
Right.
Okay. So what happens is at one point, Britain starts limiting Jewish migration. Mm-hmm. And the reason they start doing that is because of violence that is ensuing mm-hmm. over the large amount of Jews coming to this area, trying to take land from people who are Palestinian.
Right.
So much violence is happening that Britain's like, we're going to have to limit how many people we let in mm-hmm. because this is getting crazy.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I would just also like to say, it wasn't like they were doing a good job going like, oh, let's do this fairly and you go here and you go like,
right.
This was being mismanaged.
Yes.
That's a very nice way to say what was actually happening.
Right.
Okay. So as a result of this limitation, mm-hmm. Jewish militias form against British rule and local Arabs.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, from 1933 to 1945, we have the Holocaust.
Yep.
Okay. More Jews flee to Palestine. Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't tell me it's not complicated.
Right.
What were they?
What were they going to do?
Right.
Right. Exactly.
And remember that all of these, the religious aspects of this, mm-hmm. all of these people believe that this is their, like, their homeland, their nation, right? There's all the birthright stuff that, again, it's so complicated. I don't even think we can get into that.
Don't even get me started on that.
Okay. But I'm just saying, this is complicated.
Right.
This part is complicated. Okay. In 1947, the UN divides this area into two separate states.
Yep.
Okay, Israel for the Jews and Palestine for the Arabs. The idea here was to get the Jews the nation that they are looking for and the Palestinians the freedom to exist in their own nation.
Yep.
Okay? Israel...
Sounds great.
Sounds great, UN. Sounds real peaceful. I mean,
on paper, sounds awesome.
Yeah. Like a lot of idealistic things. So Israel supports this. Palestine doesn't because it feels like this is more colonialism trying to steal our land.
Right.
Because it is.
Exactly.
I mean, it's trying to put a Band-Aid.
Right, on a huge gaping wound.
Yes.
Yep.
Was this like a bad move? I don't know. But the problem is that it wasn't executed well.
Right.
Okay? All right. So 1948, Britain goes... We're going to peace out of it. We've caused a huge problem here because we can't get the fighting of the Israelis,
right.
the Jews, and the Palestinians under control.
Right.
Like, it's just so bad. We cannot get it. There's militia group. Like,
right.
And again, look at this part of history. There's a ton of stuff going on, mm-hmm. right? We're gonna dip.
Right.
See you later. Best of luck to you.
Right.
Okay? No. If you think that ends well.
No.
You're wrong. All and right. We're going to take a quick break so I can like take some deep breaths before we get to the next part because the next part's even rougher.
Right.
And we'll go back and I'll just tell you what happened. But hopefully you can already hear how complicated it is.
Right.
Okay. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, y'all. It's Jamie with a little shameless self-promotion. We've had a lot of people reaching out asking about distal Reiki, so I wanted to let you all know that yes, you can book a session with me. If you'd like some distance Reiki, get in touch with me and we will set it up for you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know what goes great with podcast listening?
A great cup of coffee from a great coffee shop.
Yep. Beans roasted in-house. Amazing baristas. You know where I'm talking about.
Restoration Coffee. Can we go?
Yes. I need an Americano and maybe a panini too.
Ooh. I need blueberry maple latte and probably a resto bowl.
Ooh, yeah. Check them out and visit restoration-coffee.com.
talk about what we're obsessed with this week.
Okay. This obsessed segment is actually something I'm not obsessed with.
But are you obsessed with not being obsessed with it?
Quite frankly, I'm exhausted.
Oh.
With, like, the world.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right. But this is actually something that I know that people are going to want us to talk about.
Okay.
I think this is our third talk about this, but Britney Spears, man. Again, really? Like, everyone's talking about her book. Mm-hmm. And Justin Timberlake. Mm-hmm. Ugh. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know the comments are going to be coming in the DMs about, like, what do you think about this book? What do you think about that? And
we did do an episode on Britney.
That's our first obsessed ever.
Yeah.
Was about Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Oh, you were obsessed with Britney.
Yeah, and then people were like, do an episode on her.
We did,
like,
a whole episode.
I was like, you don't have to ask me twice.
I think since then we've done another obsessed on, like, when she was released from the conservatorship.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're back again because, like, Britney is still not well. God damn. Like, Britney's still not well.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's complicated. Go see the episode.
I'm that so complicated. Here, can I weigh in?
I would love for you to, because I'm just quick. I'm like, okay. Oh, God, Justin Timberlake, get out of here.
First of all, most of you know, especially if you listen to our episode on Britney Spears, I'm a Britney fan.
100%.
Stan Britney, Team Britney, 100% of the way.
Yep.
I think she could have been a lot meaner. I think even the digs she took on people were very kindly done.
Yeah.
I mean, what she said.
You haven't read the book yet, have you?
No, but I've read a lot of
the clips and stuff.
Yeah, I made sure to know, like, all the things she said about other celebrities.
I was on TikTok and someone was just, like, playing on, like, the live.
Yeah, Michelle Williams
just
reading
playing
it.
Playing the audio recording of it.
Buy her book, guys. Like,
give her the money.
I mean, she doesn't need the money, but, like, we might as well just give it to her anyways. But listen, so I feel that way, but I really do think the entire problem with the narrative around Britney Spears is that everybody wants her to be someone she's not and mm-hmm. has forever wanted that. And right now, like, people were like, once she's free from the conservatorship, then she'll just be the old Britney back from early 2000s and she'll be fine. And it's like, this is what we do to people with mental health issues.
Correct.
They aren't allowed to exist in a way that doesn't make you happy. And then you put the misogyny into that. And what we've always done to Britney is be like, but Britney, we want you like this. And she's just being who she is, where she is.
Britney, bitch.
She's being Britney, bitch. And the reason that she's struggling so much is because of what we did to her.
Right. Right. Because everyone either wants her to go back to being, like, perfect, like early 2000s Britney.
Yeah.
Or they want her to be a complete mess. They want her to be, like, a disaster so they can be like, see, we told you so.
Yes. Put her back in a conservatorship because she's not behaving the way we want. But, like, it's like, listen, Britney isn't Taylor Swift. She's not a mastermind navigating this with an amazingly skilled PR team.
Right. And, I mean, I'm sure that Taylor and her team learned a lot from the mistakes of Britney and her teams.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Britney is not any of those things.
She's a predecessor to all of these pop stars.
Absolutely. But she's not ever going to come in and be like, see, all of that was a trick, guys.
Right.
All of that was me secretly signaling you. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not what's happening here.
No.
It's a woman struggling for her own autonomy.
Still,
and she has been her entire life.
Right.
And I don't think she has many people around her who are on her team.
No.
And even the book and the way it was presented and the stuff I'm looking at and, like, this really old picture of her on the front, and I'm just like,
Shree's is really messy.
Messy is a good word. But that's who she is, and we want her to be different, but she's not.
I mean, I am glad that Justin's getting some of his, like, comeuppance. Like,
You
know, he's been coasting for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, misogyny will do that to you.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Welcome to dealing with the shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
Team Britney, but, like, what's that guy that was screaming that's like, just let Britney be? I feel like him.
Leave Britney alone.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
Britney, just keep being yourself and doing your twirls on social media. And if everyone would just stop expecting her to be something else, that'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You ready to continue?
Yeah.
All right. So we ended with the UN dividing everything.
Yes.
And Israel being like, sweet. And Palestine being like, this is colonialism. What the fuck? Okay.
Yeah.
So Britain pieces out. You know, let's not fix our mess. Let's just get the hell out of here.
Right.
Great. Okay. So I'm going to jump to 1967, but I'm going to tell you there's a lot of shit and a lot of battles and a lot of stuff that happens in between. I'm acknowledging it, but I literally can't fit it all into one episode.
Oh, no.
So these are the points I think you need to know to enter the discussion.
Yeah.
Okay. 1967 is something called or referred to as the Six-Day War.
Yeah.
Okay. This is when Israel occupies Palestinian territories.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a big shift in the game because this is people not, this is Israel not respecting the UN division here.
Correct.
Right?
Right.
Okay. And they're going like, nope, we're taking yours.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not living peacefully anymore.
Right.
They weren't living peacefully. Nobody was, but
it
was existing.
We're
a
not
better.
Like playing the game anymore.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Something called the Palestinian Liberation Organization forms now against Israel. Okay. Now, the stuff that they do includes acts of terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a lot of this, the stuff where people are trying to say Palestinians don't have a right to whatever is because there are acts of terror coming out of here.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of frustrates me because it's sort of like going like, well, there's this just one bad element. So, but like there's bad shit on both sides.
No
here.
One's going to have a clean slate in a situation
there's
like this.
There's no clean slate.
No.
That's why it's complicated. But it's not complicated that like that doesn't mean that people lose their rights because an
Correct.
Extremist group, there's extremist groups everywhere here on both
Even
sides.
Even here.
Yeah.
Here in this country.
Right. But the Israelis have extremist groups and the Palestinians. Okay.
Correct.
But this is when this one forms.
Mm-hmm.
More now also we're going along here in time. More and more of Israel is occupying Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
They're just taking and taking
pushing.
And
They're pushing
and pushing.
Right.
Okay. So something happens in 1987, which is referred to as the First Intifada.
Mm-hmm.
Intifada means uprising.
Mm-hmm.
Hamas is formed at this time.
Yep.
You've heard of that. Hamas is a violent Palestinian extremist group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Born out of Israel taking and taking and taking and taking.
And part of their like founding beliefs is to eliminate Israelis.
Yes. Okay.
Terrible.
Awful.
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Okay. There are now, so that was 1987. We're going to fast forward, but like there are so many failed attempts to bring peace by other countries.
Mm-hmm.
So many, including the US.
Uh-huh.
So many.
Mm-hmm.
There are so, just look at how many world leaders are doing photo shoots with people on both sides shaking hands.
Yep.
It's laughable because none of it did anything.
Right.
Everything just keeps getting worse.
Yep.
And what happens is walls and checkpoints get put up and Palestinians get walled in. There's like little borders and walls to where they can be.
Yep.
Israel basically is like, we're taking this and then we're putting these huge walls up to keep you in there.
Which is like a concentration camp.
Right. But a lot of times I'm seeing it portrayed as like they're just putting a wall around their area.
No.
That's not what happened.
No.
Look it up.
Yes.
I'm telling you, there's guns. You have to go through a checkpoint to get in.
Right.
Yeah, like, yes.
And they're managing like what food is going in, how much water is going, literal water that you need to live.
Yep.
Like,
so you can't just travel around the country. You can only be in your area. Like this
correct.
Is.
This is a humanitarian issue.
Thank you. Okay. Both sides at this point lose hope.
Right.
And this is bad. If you've lost hope that there's ever going to be peace, then you're just going to do violent things. Right.
Yeah, one could say that for sure.
Like,
I mean, I'm sure there are some people that are sort of like just existing, that have like tapped out and are just existing in that. But then there are going to be people who go to the other extreme.
Well, but if you...
But like, what's the point of being even attempting peace?
Yes. And even if you're in the tapped out camp, nothing's getting better. No one's talking anymore.
No.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So in 2006, Hamas takes over Gaza. Okay. Please look up on a map where all these areas are because it's this very, what I think is kind of small area that all of this is happening. And through time, like back when we were talking about BCE and Canaan or Canaan, however people pronounce it, there's many different pronunciations.
Yeah.
Canaan. like when it was back then, mm-hmm. you can see, like, I saw one thing depicted on a video where, like, the borders and, like, who's claiming it, and it's just, like, moving around and growing exactly. and shrinking and growing and shrinking. Right. But even in that, it's this very small area.
Yes.
It's wild.
It is.
So Gaza is this very small area on the coast.
Yeah, the Gaza Strip. I mean, they call it a strip because yep. that's what it looks like on the map. It's literally like a strip of land.
And it's, like, connects to Egypt. Yep. Yes. At one point, Egypt occupied it. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Again, there's so much here that I have to skip, but that happens. Yep. Okay. So if you're like, how could this violent extremist organization take over? Most always, these sort of things are in response to oppression.
Right.
So you sort of understand why people who have no hope of anything getting better mm-hmm. and like their land is continuously being taken away in their right. homes and like their worlds are shrinking and shrinking. Right. This group comes in and like, we're going to fight back.
And you're also imagining it from a perspective of like, if someone came into your house or your town and tried to take over, but it's probably in the mindset that you're in as like a relatively healthy person in a relatively functioning society.
Yeah.
You like, a lot of us thankfully have never been in that position. So we can't empathize with what the state of mind of the Palestinians is.
Yes.
Right. Like you're not like this, like fully functioning person. Your food is being taken from you.
And rationed.
Rationed. Yeah. Your water's being rationed. You can't come and go freely. Like, mm-hmm. You have to try to figure out what like the headspace would be of a population of people that are feeling like that.
Yeah, that kind of oppression is wild.
And let's be honest, like that almost happened here in this country. People tried to take over our government mm-hmm. in this ginormous country mm-hmm. of people who are like relatively healthy, mm-hmm. right? And our government was almost taken over. By extremists.
Yeah.
Imagine what would happen if you were in Palestine.
An extremist just got elected as Speaker of the House.
Oh, God.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, that's why I'm so tired.
But it's also, yes, but yes why you're so yes. tired, but also why we can't turn away.
Exactly.
You have to pay attention. You have to look at what.
Like, oh, don't worry about me. I'm not turning
I know away. You will. I know. I'm never concerned I'll about that. The courage. I know you will. I know. You'll lay in your bed for a little while, but no, then you'll come back and you'll be like, let's do this again. Yeah, exactly. But it's so wild to me when so many people will say stuff like, oh, I'm not really into like history or.
I'm not into politics. Oh, really? They're into you.
I want that on a shirt. Yes. But like, if you don't understand mm-hmm. history, I know it's like such a cliche thing to say, but like it does keep repeating itself. And like, if you understand it, you can actually look and go, oh, and like when people are like, are you qualified to talk about this? I'm like, every single fucking pagan topic I have ever talked about is talking about this.
Exactly. It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
It's just been happening over and over again in different faces and different yeah. places on the planet.
Yeah. So like you do have to pay attention because mm-hmm. when this stuff happens and you're like, oh, like remember that polarization we were talking about?
Right.
But my team, my group says this, you got to question it.
Yep.
There's no team.
Maybe we're all just losing. That's why I don't like sports.
We're all just losing here.
Right, we are.
There's no winning team.
We really are.
In sports, somebody wins, Jamie.
I know.
Only the rich are winning right now. Okay. Reeling it back.
Well, I mean, you just really hit upon the real, you know, the face behind the curtain.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Okay. So 2006, Hamas takes over the Gaza. Mm-hmm. Israel responds to that mm-hmm. with an even more suffocating block mm-hmm. of not letting anything get into mm-hmm. Gaza.
In Israel, I think it needs to be stated in this like current era, if you're talking about 2006 on, Israel has sort of launched themselves as being like experts in propaganda, yes. experts in like telling, like controlling a narrative.
Yes. And to that same point, mm-hmm. they're also running this country. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, mm-hmm. so think of being Palestinian. Mm-hmm. And think of like what you were talking about before, but like you're actually being ruled by
right
Israelis.
Right.
Like right. what that must feel like.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. I also just want to say that there are far through all of this, back to the beginning of this when I talked about early 1900s
yep.
to current day, there are far, 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 far more Palestinian casualties than Israeli casualties.
Even currently now in the situation that we're in now, vastly outnumbered.
Yes. Now listen, all casualties are not okay.
Awful.
Awful. There's no, there's no side there.
No.
There's no side there.
No side.
Humans should not be dying for fucking who rules the government.
No, but certainly not like innocent civilians, no matter whether they're actually innocent or not. But like, if you're not in the military,
yeah,
you shouldn't be dying.
Also, why is this still how we deal with shit? I don't know. Women in charge, because the fact that we still go to fucking war.
I know.
Ugh.
I know.
Sorry. Okay. I also want to say that in this time period, I'm going to jump to October 7th, 2023 in a minute. Mm-hmm. But in this time period, something that you see, and I've seen this reflected on social media too, and actually on the news, mm-hmm. interestingly enough, is you see a lot of like apathy in Israelis because they have a lot more freedom.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So you sort of see them like doing yoga in the park and like...
They're at the beach.
Yeah.
Right.
And you see Palestinians are confined to this area. Like, I also want you to picture that like, even in the areas that are considered Palestinian, mm-hmm. Israeli people are moving in, especially yep. in Jerusalem. This was yep. a big issue. They're moving in with like military around them to just take some of it.
Right.
Like, it isn't like, okay, this is my safe haven. And this is like,
right.
that's, if you're being told that, that's not true. Like,
that's
there's literally
true.
News footage of this happening.
Right.
There's literally like propaganda, like you were saying, of like why you should move to these areas and the cheap housing and why
yeah,
this is your birthright to live here.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think Israelis are very much the victim of the propaganda of their own state.
100%. And I still actually think a lot of Jewish people are victim to this propaganda.
I agree.
In any country.
Right. So I think when you hear us having an issue now, like if it feels like we're picking a side,
yeah,
it would be against the government.
Yes.
Of Israel.
Yes.
Not Jewish people.
No.
At all. I would never say that. I would never say that like this is an issue and that like the Jews are at fault. Absolutely not. This is a governmental issue. This is like the regime of the occupying forces of Israel.
Yes.
That's the problem. It's not Jewish people. So if you're feeling 100%. Like, oh, Jews, once again, like you're falling for that anti-Semitic propaganda.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine as two people who grew up in the United States
mm-hmm.
under white privilege
mm-hmm.
and white blindness
yep.
going and like criticizing Jews
never
for being sort of swayed by propaganda?
Exactly.
I mean, talk exactly. about hypocritical.
Right.
Absolutely
right.
not.
Exactly.
Absolutely not.
Right.
But is there an element of this, like we were saying before with like the media and like trying to polarize everybody?
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Do I think that most Jewish people walking around, Israelis or not,
mm-hmm.
are like, yeah, I think Palestinians should all die? No.
No.
I don't.
The
I don't
Jewish people
that.
I know are not saying that at
Same.
All. They're saying quite the opposite.
Same. So it's like, you can't mm-hmm. let that polarization get you to just
right.
blindly go like, well, I'm this team, so that team, you know,
right.
dies. Like,
yep.
no. Like,
no.
that's where we had, I know that sounds extreme, but like literally people do that.
Right. And this is what we've been saying in all of our episodes forever, is that like the issue is the structure. The issue is the government
yes.
that's involved. It's
yes.
not the, it's not necessarily people.
Yes.
It's the government, the structure, the patriarchy, whatever arm
yeah.
of the patriarchy we're talking about at that time.
It reminds me of when, like shortly during COVID, like shortly after the George Floyd stuff,
mm-hmm.
I remember some people of color very kindly explained to white people that when they were talking about the white people, they weren't talking about all the white people.
Right.
They were talking
yes.
like, do you
right.
know what I'm trying
yes.
to say?
Yes.
It's sort of that same concept
right.
of like, as soon as you hear it, you're like, wait, you're anti-white. I mean, I don't even know how that could be a thing, but like, do you know what
right.
I'm trying to say? Like
right. yes.
that rhetoric comes in and like the all lives matter, black lives. Like,
yes.
What are you talking about? Like what?
Exactly. Not all men.
Just,
not all men.
Your brain is just
right.
shutting off. Right.
Right. It's
like
defensiveness.
It is. And it's trying to make something complicated simple by just
mm-hmm.
going, well, then if not that, then this.
Exactly.
And that's not how the world works.
Right.
Okay. So now, October 7th, 2023, by
mm-hmm.
the time this airs, it'll be about a month
yeah.
behind, but whatever. Hamas attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Remember there are occupying Gaza. Gaza's been shut off. There's nothing getting through. I think I read that at the time of the attack, there was a less than 50% employment rate in the area. So there, this is...
There's no food. There's no money. There's nothing there.
There's no hope.
It's, and that's what, I mean, I think that that's what I've learned is that like, we have to start using the right terminology and that like people were calling it like an open prison.
Yeah.
But like when you say prison, you're implying guilt.
Ooh.
You're implying criminality.
Ooh, that's really interesting.
When they were like, this is...
Yeah.
This is a concentration
camp. Because you're sort of saying, well, you did something to deserve to be here.
Right. It's an open air prison. No, it's a concentration camp.
Right. I mean, the irony of that is fucking...
Not crazy. Lost on me.
It's not lost on me. Okay, now... Are we saying, like, good job, Hamas, for attacking? No.
No.
Hamas is a terrorist group that nobody should be supporting.
Correct.
Zero people should be team Hamas. I don't know anyone who's like, yeah, that's a great group.
No, yeah, and I also see a lot of people are like, oh, I have not seen a single piece of anything, any media that's been pro-Hamas.
No, me neither. Interesting.
But people, but Israelis are saying they're seeing it.
Or... people who think they're like, I'm supporting Palestine are going, oh, so you support Hamas?
That's not.
No.
That's a fallacy.
Right. It's like being like, oh, you know, you think that that white person should have like a good life. Well, do you support the Ku Klux Klan?
Right.
Like, wait, what? Like, how did you jump there?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a weird jump. And again, that's the polarization.
And that's how deep it is.
And that's propaganda as well.
That is propaganda.
Being used. Mm-hmm. So Israel responds to Hamas's attack by trying to wipe out Hamas.
Yep.
By any means possible.
Mm-hmm.
And also just wiping out all Palestinians.
All of the land. Like it basically doesn't exist.
It's not like, let's just go after this terrorist group. It's not like a covert operation with Secret Service, Secret Service, you know, Special Forces.
Special Forces,
like,
right.
That's not what's happening. Yes.
No, they're bombing homes, hospitals, churches.
Schools.
Like, they're bombing. They're leveling
anything that's
Gaza.
Palestinian.
It's gone.
Yeah. So that's where we are currently.
Mm-hmm.
They're still fighting on both sides. But this interesting thing happened, which... I found, maybe this is like a little bit insensitive to say I found this very interesting, but I'm going to say it anyways, and then you can maybe correct it if you think it needs it. To see what celebrities just blindly...
Oh my God,
blindly,
I was hoping you were going to say
just blindly stood up and were like, team Jews or team Palestinians without actually doing any research or knowing what was going on. Like someone just told them to, or maybe they thought it would be popular on social media.
Their PR teams told them, you need to come out and back Israel ASAP.
Yeah.
And they did that, and it has absolutely like destroyed some celebrities.
So many of them were like, went on and then like apologized.
And then they got destroyed again.
It's
for not actually researching, not actually looking into what was happening.
And listen, I've said many times, both of us have said, we're not a fan of like canceling somebody and like just cancel culture. But like people having to deal with just saying shit without doing research is like, makes me happy. Like something inside of me feels a little healed. And I know this is like insensitive, like people are dying, but I'm just saying.
But it's actually really important when you have celebrities come out and say something, and like there was hundreds of them that signed a letter to President Biden about it. Like, like in support of Israel, which again, I support the people of Israel.
Same.
I support Jewish people.
Same.
The occupying force of the Israeli government is committing genocide.
Yes.
So when you're saying that you support Israel, you're saying, without realizing it, because your publicist told you to sign it, that you're supporting genocide. Or you're at least saying that to a huge portion of the population that sees it like that.
And you know what else you're saying is, hey, I'm someone with a lot of influence and I'm uneducated.
Right. And but you're actually influencing people that go, oh yeah, fuck Palestine now because my favorite actor.
Right. But some of these actors being like, I didn't realize.
Right.
It's like, oh, so you have all this influence and you have this platform and you're willing to sign a document to go to the President of the United States, and you didn't stop and go like, someone please give me at least like
some
highlight points
right.
of what's going on here
yeah.
so that I can make sure this is the right thing to put my name to
right.
and put my weight behind. I mean, we've talked about like the changing of the tides with celebrity and how we're like, just because you're famous, like
why do you get a direct line to the president?
Yeah, just because like people know who you are, you were in a movie. And
you're rich.
And, right.
Yeah, that's exactly why, actually.
Rich, right. But I feel like for a while, the public was really believing that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's still Tom Cruise has a career.
Holy shit.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's one of the top people in a fucking cult. A very dangerous cult.
Right.
Like, but we just pretend that's not happening because he's like, oh, he's got a nice smile. I remember when he was in Risky Business and slid in his underwear. Like, so let's listen to him and let him have a platform. Like, it's very frustrating. So, like, I do like that you sort of see that, like, you're being exposed now. You got to work a little harder.
Right. And if those celebrities had said, like, hey, I want to speak out against anti-Semitism.
Yes.
100%. Say it. Shout it from the mountaintops.
With you. I'll sign that.
Right. But if you want to say, like, Israel, like, you're supporting the government of Israel.
Yeah.
You're saying a very different thing, even if you don't know it.
Yes. Exactly right. Exactly
and
right.
And it's on you to know it.
Well, how can you exist in this world, even before this happened, and not know that this is a very fucking complicated area of the world, that maybe before you throw your two cents in, you should do a little reading.
Well, and take all that money that gets you the pipeline to the president. Take that money and pay someone to inform you. I don't even want you to do the research yourself. Pay someone to inform
I'm
you on
I'm available to freelance research for people.
Pay Heather to consult and give you a little historical background.
Here's this podcast episode
exactly
for you.
For free, jerks.
Free. Like, it's just so frustrating.
It's so frustrating.
Because they have the means. They have the ability. It's just all... Because all it is to some people is celebrity and, like, people to like them. And that's what we create. We're at fault, too. We all make that happen. But
and I think to your point about, like, the polarization is that, like, if you're feeling like you don't know what's going on with this and then your favorite celebrity says X... Then you're like, okay, well, I'm just going to go with X then.
Just join.
I don't want to
have
to do the work to figure out why I maybe should be on team Z over here.
Yeah.
Well, I hate saying teams because it's not teams, but I think you get that. Like, it's been polarized so far that it feels like teams. I'm not trying to diminish.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. You're not diminishing it. Because the teams that you're referring to are the people who are like have nothing to do with
sides.
It. Just like going, oh, this side. Right. I mean, that's how we feel about American politics.
Right.
You're just joining a team and a side. You're not actually trying to get anything done anymore. Like burn it to the ground.
But if you don't know about these two sides and your favorite X-Men or whatever, like your favorite Avenger says
who is your favorite X-Men?
No, I don't have any. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. But like if they say, oh, yeah, this side.
Yeah.
Then it sort of absolves you being like, okay, well, I'll just go that way. And I know that sounds simplistic and maybe lazy.
I think
that's what a lot of people do. They're like, oh, well, I don't have to do the research then. Oh, look at all these people. They probably know what they're saying. They're saying this side. And then you're like, I don't have to look over here. I can ignore babies. And I know babies were murdered on both sides, but the numbers, like you're saying, like the genocide that's happening, like I've watched it.
Yes.
I've watched it. And I'm not saying everyone should watch it. I'm watching it.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing it.
At least listen to the people who are watching it.
And like the babies, the children, the mothers, the fathers, like we owe it to them. We owe it to them to pay attention to what's happening because there's nothing left there.
Well, that's really the bare fucking minimum we could do is to pay attention.
It's
honestly.
Literally rubble over there.
Yeah.
Like, it's like we owe it to them to pay attention.
Yeah. And to not simplify it too far. Again, it is very simple that people, innocent people, should not be murdered. There should never be a mother who lost their child because they were murdered.
At a concert.
Or anywhere.
And that's what this started, like at a concert.
Yeah. This should never happen. And I don't care who it is or like if it's someone who like has oppressed you in your ancestral past or not. Mm-hmm. Or like that part is simple. Yes. That should never fucking happen.
Right.
But what is so fucking complicated is that people hear you say that.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, well, Jamie's against the Jews.
Right.
And that is so fucking unfair. You have so lost the plot again.
Yep.
Like you said before, into going like, no, Jamie just doesn't want innocent babies to be murdered.
On either side. On anywhere. Either side.
And she's going, hey, you guys are taking, you guys are colonizing, you're taking, like this is not what's agreed right. upon. I'm not saying that agreement was any good.
Right.
But I'm saying this isn't, let's not do this.
Right.
That means you're anti a group of people.
Right.
No, you're pro something. Right. Like that's the thing that really right. just, it gets me.
I agree.
That's not what this is.
I think everyone everywhere on this planet should be able to go to a concert.
Yeah.
Safely. I think everyone should be able to go to a bowling alley, which is what happened in Maine.
In Maine, right.
That I referenced at the beginning. Like, yeah. You should be able to go bowling
right.
without being murdered.
Violence. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we all deserve to live freely.
But like,
all
some
of
people
us. But
argue
all
that,
of us.
Some people argue that point.
I know.
They say, no, we don't, because their team says no. Like,
right.
What are you talking about? Right. How can that's simple. That part's simple.
That's the simple part.
Right. But then we complicate it with so many other things. And it's really terrible. And not that this episode needs me to like go somewhere else, but I just feel like I have to say, you create, you know, like when you were saying before where people just go, well, oh, my favorite celebrity said this, so I'm just going to buy that. I don't have to do any of that thinking.
Right.
You create that problem by having a country where people have to work 3 jobs to survive and they don't have health care. And like, of course they don't have the energy. It's not a fair playing field. Like, I have the time and energy. I can look at it because I have a lot of privilege in my life, but that's not true for everybody.
Well, right. Exactly. And also when you hear that your government is sending literal billions of dollars over there to fund that war, and you're like, I can't pay my fucking bills.
Yeah.
I can't survive.
And then you start blaming the immigrants.
So then you're like, well, fuck all that over there. I'm not even going to pay attention to it.
Immigrants don't have any rights now because my government won't even take care of me. And you, that's not right. I'm just saying, like,
not.
You create people who feel that way.
They're
based on that. Yes.
Right.
That's why.
Right.
Sorry, I just hit the pillow really hard. I got mad.
But like, how can you, if you can't survive, if you can't pay your bills, if you can't get food on your own table, how are you supposed to face what's happening on the other side of the planet?
So of course your favorite celebrity, your favorite X-Men, as you said, says this,
whatever,
just support this. You're like, okay, that's what I'm going to do. Of course.
Right. And that's how they want us.
Of course.
And I don't, and when I say they, I don't mean Israelis or Palestinians. I mean, that's how the government, that's how the patriarchy, that's how the oligarchy wants us, is tapped out.
That's
exhausted.
The patriarchy's whole game.
They
That's
want you
whole
tapped out.
Why do you think there's like this tiny amount at the top who aren't tapped out and then all these people down the bottom who are?
Right.
That's the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. We lose.
We
Doesn't
lose.
Matter your team.
Yeah,
we're
all
losing. Yeah.
I mean, and that's like, that's really the lens through which this episode is presented to you as like the Intuitive Girl Guide is like, is through the lens of the patriarchy and the lens of these oppressive systems.
Yeah.
You know, and there's, there's not just oppression in Gaza,
right?
There's oppression everywhere, and it's affecting how we're all seeing each other.
Yeah, because the whole game is if we fight against each other on how to fix this oppression and these problems and this violence and these issues, then we won't actually pay attention when they take our rights away, or we won't actually try to solve it because there's a lot more of us than there are of them. So if we stay exhausted and unhealthy and, you know, without the capacity and just fighting with each other, then we won't fix it.
Right. That's what I meant at the beginning, like starting to see that tide turning. And it does feel like people are waking up and more willing to fight and speak up.
Yeah. I agree.
I hope so.
I hope so too. And that leads really well into just a quick talk about having boundaries.
Yep.
As an empath, all the empaths I know, there's a lot of them. Most people I surround myself with are empaths.
Mostly, yeah.
Yeah. Are struggling to manage this.
Yep.
You know, there's that like, how am I supposed to exist when like this is going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, oh, I'm supposed to go trick or treating, you know, like.
Well, I'm supposed to pay my student loans. Like, I mean, not mine, but like.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I still have to do this shit every day.
Right. So you have to be able to take care of yourself. And I know self-care is like a complicated term now. It's been hijacked like so many fucking
terms. You're saying that because I.
Well, you
I don't like it.
But you're right.
I mean, it's just, it has been hijacked by like Big Beauty or whatever the word.
Big beauty.
Big cosmetics.
Big pharma, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the beauty industry. Right. I agree. But also like the icky part of our industry that's like very shame-based in how you should take care of yourself.
Big Beauty is my new nickname, by the way.
Oh, I really like
took it.
It's like your stripper name. Oh, stripper. Anyway. I love it. I'm really going to write it down and try to remember. Beauty. I'm going to try to start next week's episode with Hey Big Beauty. There's also this shitty feeling of being like, oh, this, you know, people are dying, but let me tell you people over here how to take care of yourself. Like, I don't right. want to come across like that, but I also don't want you to opt out because you get too overwhelmed.
Right. There was also that, if you follow that under the desk news.
Yeah.
Which some things have come out about them recently, which I thought were interesting. But one of the things was that
that's why you should question everything.
Exactly. Because it turns out like they're funded by the DNC.
Yeah.
But they were saying like, turn things off. Like if you need to turn everything off, like turn, like, and essentially people called them out and said like, no, don't look away.
No,
don't turn it off.
Right.
I mean, of course, in extenuating circumstances, you have mental health issues. Like you literally can't watch it. Fine. But like,
but also don't sit there like 24 hours a day getting it fed. Right. Into you. Like right. that's not healthy either.
But it's not a
you
good,
can't just opt out.
You can't be like, oh, it's like it's self care. I'm not paying attention to what's happening in Gaza.
Take care of my squishy empath heart.
Right.
But see, the thing with that is that this always bugs me because that sort of script gets painted about like empaths.
Mm-hmm.
But it's never the empaths I see that are opting out. No. It's the people who aren't empathic who are claiming it because the empaths are too over. Like empaths can't opt out. I'm sorry. Right. I can shut everything off.
Right.
But as soon as my brain's quiet for a second, I start imagining what it would be like. Mm-hmm. Like I start thinking of something or thinking like who's meeting to actually talk about this instead of right. like what political agenda do I need to meet because my country made an agreement 100,000 years ago to support one side. And right. Like, now I have to say like, who's actually trying to do it? Like, so right. that always pisses me off because yeah. I don't know empaths like that.
Not real empaths. I mean, no. I think we do know people who are very much like, oh, this is below me. Like, I'm going to vibe up here.
Have I'm just only, too sensitive to deal you know with it mean? All the time. And it's like, well, then you're not sensitive because you don't, sensitive people can't not deal with it.
Right.
You know, like yeah. we don't have that luxury.
Yeah.
So like anything, you just need to find some boundaries. Right.
Yeah. And like energy management, like, yes. like if you're working on managing your energy, you're going to be better in times like this.
Yes. And like pay attention every day, mm-hmm. but like decide when.
Yep.
You don't have to do it all day, every day. Like,
right.
come, because if you do that, you're actually just not going to take in anything. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
You need to like, okay, this is a time where I feel safe and grounded.
Yeah.
That's very privileged. Right. Yeah. And so I'm going to pay attention now. I'm going to make sure the sources, I'm going to make sure I actually listen to both sides. I need to know what the other side says.
Right.
Like all of that's important. That's what messes up your algorithm if you're wondering too, but
correct.
Good. Mess it up. Don't be fed the same thing all the time,
yeah.
you know, but like do that and then try to live life if you can. If you can't, that's okay. Like, but you can't just go, this is too much.
Mm-mm.
I've overwhelmed myself by watching this for 4 hours and now I'm not going to pay attention to it for 3 days.
Tap out. Right. Exactly.
That you can't. So you just right. have to find a way to do that. Watch for the polarization.
Yep.
Use your intuition. If something sits funny, start asking yourself questions because it's either wrong or trying to manipulate you.
Right.
Or you just have something you need to work through with it.
Yep.
And those are both okay things. Don't be silent, but when you speak about it, be at least a little bit educated.
100%.
Are a lot educated.
You definitely need to educate yourself.
Yeah. I mean, you just listen to this podcast all the way to here.
Yep.
Us ranting. So you're educated.
It's a good start.
It's a good start. Okay. What can you do? Make sure you ask that question because I think sometimes without action, you end up feeling like that really bad. Like empaths yep. need to do stuff.
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. So like, what can you do? So I just wanted to mention, make sure that you double check where you're donating.
Please. And this, definitely in this situation.
Yeah. And there's like a lot of propaganda, especially coming out from Hamas, and it's like a site that looks like you're donating to Palestinians and it's actually not going to them, it's funding them. Like yep. so you do need to pay attention.
Yep.
I would like to suggest the International Red Cross to everybody yep. because they're not like politicized at all. They're a humanitarian organization and right. they're going and helping everybody. They're on the ground in Gaza. They're actually there.
Right.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So things like that, you can Google them and go on their website and make a donation. Like places like that, if you have the money to yep. give, even if it's a little, it's,
I mean, literally it's even like $5,
it's
even
something.
$10.
And it'll also make you feel like you did something.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you can do that. And then again, listening to this episode, like paying attention, tuning in with good boundaries, is you doing something.
Yep.
So keep doing that. Keep talking about it. If you begin to talk to someone who has a different viewpoint than you, try really hard not to make it an argument. Like an actual discussion will do a lot more, yeah, because otherwise it's just more polarization and you're right. I just want you to join my team or you to feel like your team's wrong. Right. And that doesn't actually help anybody.
Exactly.
That's what's happening over there.
Yeah.
So that's what I think. I think we need a lot of coffee.
It's a lot. Yeah. I mean,
do you have any other points you want to say before we go drink a gallon of coffee to recover?
No, I mean, I think that's a good crash course.
Crash course is a good way to put it. I know there's a lot of things left out, but yep, those are the highlight points to understand mm-hmm. what's going on. Hopefully that helps. Neither of us are anti-Israel. That's crazy.
I am not anti-Semitic. I'm not anti-Jew.
No. And neither of us are pro-Hamas. Never. Neither of us think one side has done everything right and the other has done everything wrong.
No.
No. But we can't just continue to let people colonize and take over and
let this play out.
Yeah, we can't just keep doing that. Yep. So we got to speak out. We've got to talk about it. We've got to lean into the complicated stuff. We have to have belly aches about episodes and take sometimes one person doesn't want to do it, then the other one and work through it.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's the kind of stuff we have to do.
Yep.
So here we are imperfectly presenting this to you in hopes that you'll take it and exactly. It will help you somehow.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go get some coffee.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, Heather and I have an ask for you. If you love this episode or if you love the IGG, can you do us a favor? We need you to go onto whatever platform you listen on and download, subscribe, like, love, whatever it's asking you to do. Can you go do those things for us on the platforms that you listen on? It would mean so much to us.
Thanks for listening to our episode. For a way to get in touch with us, please visit our website, intuitivegirlsguide.com. We love hearing your feedback on our episodes.